Married by about 6:30, but it's filled up very nicely. Lovely to see you all. We're grateful to Hagley Free Church for letting us use the building. This is the most wonderful little church you could ever meet. Full of the most friendly, supportive people, and absolutely fantastic. And any of you who feel lost or missing out in purpose in your life or whatever, rock up here 10:30 on any Sunday morning and you'll be made more than welcome. I was, we were, and I've been really happy here ever since. And I hope you'll come and join us. Housekeeping. In the handle of this, there is a little battery. And whenever I put it down, it will jump in the air and fall on the floor. So we won't take any bets as to how often it might happen, because can't do that in church, but it'll be interesting to see how often it does happen. My bet would be 6 times. We'll see. Extremely grateful to you all for coming. Grateful to the church for letting us be here. And I hope you'll enjoy it. We've got some communal singing at the beginning and at the end. During the communal singing at the end, the bags will be passed around for donations. The details of the charity the choir are supporting this time are in your programme towards the end of the second page. And I hope you'll read it. So read as we go through, because there's a lot of stuff about the music we're singing. And I really, really hope you enjoy yourselves. But here we go. Right, let's see. So we're going to start off with a communal song. I always want to call it congregational song, but that's just my upbringing, really. It's Grand Night for Singing. You've got the music on your big sheet, as well as in your little... All right? You've got the music on your big sheet, and also in the little programme. So, first time, choir only. Then you join in, we sing it again, but you all join in with Gusto. Now, Gusto is a Lithuanian bloke who sits at the back there, and he always leads the singing. So you must sing along with Gusto. Right. Okay.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is found, he'll be heard, is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above, the earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love. Maybe it's more than the moon. Maybe it's more than the birds. Maybe it's more than the sight of in a light too lovely for words. Maybe it's more than the earth shining in silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you. It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere singing, the stars are bright above, the earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am.
thing that she thinks we're doing.
Sit down.
It's a good start.
Now, the next piece is by John Rutter. Now, John Rutter was born the same month I was, in 1945, which makes us both about 60. And his nickname is Marmite, work it out. And he has written some beautiful music, and he has written some fiendish music. And I've sung all of them all over the years, but this is one of the beautiful ones. You will love it. Look at the world. It's a harvest anthem, text on the theme of the environment. We're invited to look at the earth, look at the sky, look at the hills, trees, valleys, mountains, and to think of summer, spring and winter, celebrating the fact that all we need and cherish comes from the Lord in token of his love. So, there is a beautiful chorus, and I'll just turn around when they start the chorus so you know they've started the chorus, and that's a beautiful bit. Okay. Bear with. There we go.
Things come of thee.
I love that one. And I never thought I'd say that about Rutter. But never mind. Now, I'm going to sit down a minute. Okay, now the next one is quite interesting. This is White Waves on the Water, and it's one of Glasgow Orpheus choir pieces. It's about Mananan. Now, Mananan was a sea god, a warrior, and a king of the other world. Now, the words by Joseph Plunkett, like an Ireland to Mananan's daughter rising from the sea. Right. Now, according to Hugh Robertson, who wrote this, it should be sung in the open air, preferably on a boat, crossing a lake. Now, the music was by Hugh Robertson, who founded the Glasgow Orpheus Choir and ran it with a rod of iron. Now, I tried to persuade the girls that we perhaps could do something on a boat in a lake in a force-four gale, but they weren't having any of that. So then we thought perhaps we could have a big screen at the back with white waves, which means force-four in anybody's language for a sailor, and a boat doing this. And then all of a sudden, Ireland, Mananan's daughter, rises out of the sea. Poof! But we couldn't get round to doing that, so you're just going to have to listen to it. I introduced this to the choir as an exercise piece, a training piece, because it's full of dynamics, and it's a beautiful piece of music. Any of these songs, if you go on YouTube, on the World Wide Cobweb, you'll find them all on there. Now, so this is Mananan, who was the sea god of Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man, from which the Isle of Man got his name, it is said. And Ireland is rising out of the sea as Mananan's daughter. There you go. Right. So, quietly.
White waves on the water, gold leaves on the tree, as Mananan's daughter arose from the sea. The bud and the blossom, the fruit of the from her home. She came at your calling, the winds of the world. The fruit was falling, the flowers unfurled. She came at your crying, O creatures of earth, and the sound of your sighing made music and mirth. She came at your kindling, O dreamers of doom, your sleep and your splendor and gloom. White waves on the water, gold leaves on the tree, as Mananan's daughter arose from the sea.
Now it's Margaret. We get a rest now. Yes, please, Margaret. Margaret, every time we have a concert, Margaret has an amusing ditty to tell, and she will never, ever tell us beforehand what she's going to do. So in the programme, it says Margaret.
Actually, Ian doesn't know this, but the other day when we had our practice here, a group of them were trying to tell Ian where he should sit. And I heard Ian saying, I had one wife, now I've got 15. And so this is my thanks to Ian. And I know that he likes Pam Ayres because he's been to hear Pam Ayres show, haven't you? And so I think this is very appropriate, really. And it's the Sat Nav by Pam Ayres. Okay. I have a little sat nav. It sits there in my car. A sat-nav is a driver's friend. It tells you where you are. I have a little sat-nav. I've had it all my life. It's better than the normal ones. My sat-nav is my wife. It gives me full instructions, especially how to drive. It's 60 miles an hour, it says. You're doing 65. It tells me when to stop and start and when to use the brake and tells me that it's never, ever safe to overtake. It tells me when a light is red and when it goes to green. It seems to know instinctively just when to intervene. It lists the vehicles just in front and all those to the rear. And taking this into account, it specifies my gear. I'm sure no other driver has so helpful a device. For when we leave and lock the car, it still gives its advice. It fills me up with counselling. Each journey's pretty fraught. So why don't I exchange it and get a quieter sort? Ah, well, you see, it cleans the house, makes sure I'm properly fed. It washes all my shirts and things and keeps me warm in bed. Despite all these advantages and my tendency to scoff, I only wish that now and then I could turn the darn thing off.
Well done, Margaret. We have another one later. Now, one voice. You'll all remember Terry Wogan. Whenever he talked about Barry Manilow, he became Manly Barrymore. Anybody remember that? And Manly Barrymore did this, and Manly Barrymore did the other. So we're doing a song now by Manly Barrymore called One Voice. And basically, it repeats the words one voice 14 times. And you're welcome to count. And the principle is that one voice singing in the darkness will convey the singer's opinion, and other voices will join in, sharing that opinion. And that's it in a nutshell. So here we go. Manly Barrymore.
Just one boy. Takes his one voice, singing till they hear what's on your mind, and when you look around, you'll find there's more than one voice, singing in the darkness, joining if hands are joined and fears unlocked, if only one voice would start it on its own. We need just one voice facing the unknown, and then that one voice will never be alone. It takes that one voice.
Right. They said one voice 14 times. That song, yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is Jean, our lovely pianist, who puts in more practice on her own than all the rest of us put together in a year. And she is fantastic. We love it. So thank you, Jean. Yeah. Now, the rose. Now, this song thinks about the nature of love. Is it a river that drowns the tender reed? Is it a razor that leaves your soul to bleed? Is it a hunger, an end to aching need? I say, love is a flower, and you its only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking, the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give, and the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live. Love is only for the lucky and the strong. Just remember, in the winter, the seed lies dormant, springing into life in the spring, and it becomes the rose. Anybody ever grown a rose from seed? No, thought not. So, it's an essay question, really, this one. What is love? Is it these terrible things, or is it better? So here we go with the rose. Okay.
Some say love, it is a river. Say love, it is the razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is the flower, and you its only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one that never learns to live. When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
Lovely. Now, Ave Verum, Mozart's version, just to debilay any doubt. Mozart wrote this in the 14th... The Latin text comes from the 14th century, and we prefer to sing it in Latin rather than English. This piece extols the role of the Virgin Mary in giving birth to Jesus, and then goes on to describe his death on the cross, his side becoming a fountain, pouring forth his precious blood. It goes on to ask Jesus to give us, now and at the time of our dying, his own self to be our food, and the piece ends with, O Jesu, Blessed Mary's Son. Next, we've got a sort of combination of Amazing Grace and Pachelbel's Canon. Amazing Grace was written by John Newton, an English Anglican a clergyman who lived near Buckinghamshire. He'd previously been the captain of a slave ship, and he nearly died in a shipwreck. After which he was forgiven his sins and became a minister. He wrote Amazing Grace in 1772, when he was 48 years old, as a Christian, for one of his sermons at Christmas. Pachelbel, who lived between 1653 and 1683, 30 years, composed his canon in 1680, just before he died, but it wasn't published until the early 20th century. And what's happened is this composer now has amalgamated the two. So I think it's a lovely piece of music, and I hope you enjoy it. Be relieved to hear that Margaret is up next.
Margaret will bring you down to earth. Before I begin this reading, I'll set the scene with two stories of my own. One is about my son's wedding to an American. His speech as a groom, and it was about 35 years ago, sorry. His speech as a groom was about the difference he marvelled at between English and American. One thing he said was, to peals of laughter afterwards, was, he wondered what you Americans make of our spotted dick. My other story involves me queuing at a food store somewhere in America. Well, correction, waiting in line. And there was a gentleman behind me, and he tapped me on my shoulder, and he said, "I hear you're British. Tell me, please, what is your bubble and squeak?" And now my reading is about the funny peculiarities we have in our English language, okay? And we'll begin with box. And the plural of box is boxes. But the plural of ox is oxen, not oxes. One fowl is a goose, but two are called geese. But the plural of mouse is never meese. You may find a lone mouse or a whole nest of mice, but the plural of house is houses, not heise. If the plural of man is always men, why shouldn't the plural of pan be called pen? If I speak of a foot and show you 2 feet, and I give you a boot, would a pair be a beat? If the singular's this and the plural's these, should the plural of kiss be ever keys? We speak of a brother and also brethren, but though we say mother, we never say medren. Then the masculine pronouns are he, his, and him. But imagine the feminine, she, shiz, and shim. Can you think of some more? Yes, I bet you can.
Now, choir again, as long as I have music. Another American piece. The subject of the song is feeling very sad, depressed and lonely, when she realises that as long as she has music and a song to sing, all will be well, and she will have the strength to carry on and find a way to a brighter day. The music in her life will set her spirit free.
When the world seems far beyond me, and I have no place to go, when my life seems cold and empty, and I feel I'm all alone, then a soul. Helps to dry my tears, and I longest there's a song for me to sing. I can find my way, I can see a brighter day. The music in my life will set my spirit free.
As long as I have music. Now, can you feel the love tonight? I hope you can. This is a very loving crowd of ladies, I have to tell you. Now, where are we? This is Elton John and lyrics by Tim Rice, and it comes from The Lion King, which I have to say I've never seen. But the girls all think that's weird, so we won't dwell on that. And this is a tender ballad which captures the essence of love's transformative power, as demonstrated by the finding of solace in the presence of another. The words describe a moment of peaceful surrender amidst the chaos of life, where the simple act of being with a loved one eclipses all other concerns. Love is a great equalizer, kings and vagabonds. A shelter from life's adversities, and a power that propels us forward. And the song's repeated assurances that love is enough emphasises love's profound significance. So, can you feel the love tonight? Let me know if you do. Okay.
Believe the very best. vagabonds believe the very best. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
Now, the last choir one for now is I'm a Small Part of the World, which describes how a single person can gain strength by holding hands with another. Sharing dreams, sharing voices. And it ends, I'm a small part of the world, take my hand. And then we're into, we'll gather lilacs, which is where you all come in again. All right. Right, I'm a small part of the world. I'm sorry. We've got a reading from Sue first, and then Small Part of the World. Right, I'll sit down, you stand up. Yeah.
This is for Ian, a chorister's confession. To our most merciful conductor, we have erred and strayed from the beat like lost sheep. We have followed too much the intonations and tempo of our own hearts. We have offended against your dynamic markings. We have left unsung those notes we ought to have sung, and we have sung those notes we ought not to have sung, and there is no support in us. But you, dear conductor, have mercy upon us miserable singers. Succour the chorally challenged, restore them that need extra note bashing, spare them that are without pencil. Pardon our mistakes and have faith that hereafter we will follow your direction and sing together in perfect harmony, if you're lucky.
There's a lot of truth in that, you know. Now, it's been a great pleasure being with you all. And I've really enjoyed myself, so we won't dwell on that, but thank you. So, I'm a small part of the world, and this is where you just need to find somebody whose hand you can hold, and everything will be fine. I like that one, that's good, though. Yep.
I am a small part of the world. I have a small hand which to hold. But if I stand by your side and you put your hand in mine, together we can be so strong and bold. I am a small part of the world. I have a small dream in my eyes. But if I tell you my dreams, and you get your cross to ride, together we can reach up to the skies. Hand in hand, dreams combine, voice with voice, together for all time. Hand in hand, dreams combine, voice with voice, for all time. I am a small part of the world. I have a small voice ringing clear. But if I sing out for freedom,
and you add your voice to mine,
together we have nothing left to fear. voice combine, voice with voice. For all hand in hand, dreams combine, voice with voice, together for all time. Hand in hand, dreams combine, voice with voice. I am a small part of the world. Take my hand.
Now, we're going to gather lilacs now. So the choir will sing it through, and then you audience, please join in and sing it through for the second time. And then we'll do I Could Have Danced All Night twice all together, and then we'll finish on a thoughtful one. Say, darling. Yeah, we're doing that. Have you got the mute?
Yeah, we've
got it. Could have danced all night. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll gather lilacs first, eh? Would you like to do it sitting down?
Yes.
Yes, please. We'll do it sitting down. You've got to look after the old girls, you know. They're all my age. Okay. There you go, Jean.
My dream is here for you.
for just a one verse with everybody. I'll stop you when we're done.
Right, so you've got your words, haven't you? Although you're far away and life is sad and grey. So it's from the beginning, effectively.
Jim is getting ready to go home.
Just one verse.
You're not going home, are you? We're going to sing one more.
One verse.
And then we're going to do, we'll all sing I Could Have Danced All Night. Yeah.
Are you standing up?
Now, the collection is being taken at the moment. Choir's Charity is described at the bottom of your sheet, how it's a side-by-side theatre company in Stourbridge, an award-winning group of learning disabled actors, which is now in its 28th year. Have we supported them before, or is this a new one? No, so this is a new Choir Charity. You've got their website and everything on the order of service, and they also are performing the Opal Ring between June the 8th and the 21st, so you might want to have a look at that. Anyway, many thanks for all your donations, and we're now going to sing I Could Have Danced All Night twice, and then the choir will finish with the last piece. Okay? Right, have you got music for that? Twice. Work it out as you go along, it'd be all right.
Still have been.
if you ever want us not to do audience participation or on, just let us know, because we think you enjoy it. Right, now, we've got to get serious again now. We're going to finish with another Rutter piece, which is equally lovely. And have you got it?
Yes.
Yeah, thank God for that. We're singing, this is a very thoughtful piece, The Lord Bless You and Keep You. And we're singing it in memory of Sylvia Stuckey, one of our choir members who died recently and was buried, in fact, last week, wasn't she? So this is in honour of Sylvia. And it's to send you all on your way prayerfully, wishing you a safe time. And so at the end, we won't have any more talking. It'll just be Peter out gently. Okay? So this is in memory of Sylvia and to send you all on your way with our blessing. Right. Eh? Have a coffee in that?
Yeah.
One of the wives has just told me there is coffee and biscuits and stuff in the hall afterwards when we will draw the raffle. You can go out there and down the path. Yeah. Right, here we go. So nice and quiet and gentle.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, to shine upon you and be gracious, and be gracious unto you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, to shine upon you and be gracious, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace.
So, bless you all, and thank you so much for coming. File out neatly. Yeah, I just announced it, yeah. Yeah, Sue reminded me, yeah. So I think we're all right, we'll see.